بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: شهدت من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مجلسا وصف فيه الجنة حتى انتهى. These are hadith that we had read previously, and in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained that in Jannat there are such ni'mat that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and nobody has ever thought it, the slightest thought didn't come in the heart of a person what ni'mat there are in Jannat. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam read an ayat of the Quran Sharif, which we heard now also in Fajr Namaz, that these great ni'mats are for those people, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ, who keep their sides away from their page, that is, who get up for tahajjud namaz. And then we had explained the one part that in the, when they get up, and then عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَتَمَعًا, they make dua, they call upon their Rabb in fear and in hope of Allah's great mercy. And in that it was explained that true iman lies between the fear of Allah and the great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. A person must not become so despondent and depressed just looking at the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and he becomes like useless. And on the other side, he must not become so bold and daring that he just commits gunas and he says Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. In between the two, no doubt a person must have full hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And shaitan tricks us that before committing a guna, he tells you that Allah will forgive you. He puts all the hope of Allah in you that don't worry, commit the sin, Allah is very forgiving. And when you have committed the sin, then shaitan says, where can you be forgiven? What terrible sins you have committed, there is no chance for your forgiveness. So shaitan works the complete opposite way. And Allah says, don't commit the sin, fear Allah. And perchance you did commit the sin, then have hope in the mercy of Allah and make tawbah again. So that was the one part. And the other part, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَتَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala says, these are those people for what these great ni'mats are, that what we have given them, they spend from there. So the first aspect of this is that what Allah Ta'ala has given. So whatever we have is an amanat of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't our money, it is an amanat, a trust from Allah Ta'ala. And so Allah says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, what we have given them. And مِمَّا, we are not asking you to spend all that in charity, in the path of Allah Ta'ala, from there a small portion. And according to some fuqaha even, and some sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum even, whatever stays over by a person after 1 year has passed, all that should be given away. But the ruling, absolute ruling of the whole ummah is, it's not 100%, it's not 50%, not 25, only 2.5% Allah is asking. That after whatever you didn't need for the whole year, it stayed by you. From there, only give 2.5% in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and you will classify that you have spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Who will give more than that, the lillah also, and sadaqah also, that will be much, much more superior and more greater. And also in this very same words, where Allah says, what we have given you, you should spend from there. So in there is an indication that you must, that this amanat, you cannot be extravagant in it. From that point of view also, there are so many harams that we fall in. Even if we are just going to do our weekly or monthly shopping, how many things we buy which are falls in the category of extravagance. To live on your necessities, there is absolutely no problem with that. To live comfortably and with ease, and you have things which make your life comfortable, that is also no problem. But when we go to wastage and extravagance, then that is a big problem, and that is not allowed at all. So what Allah has given, we must take it as an amanat. Not it's my money, I can do with it as I want to. It's an amanat from Allah, and it has to be used accordingly. And so in that we should not be extravagant and destroy our money. In that we should also think of eating out, how much we are spending in this eating out, and many other things in our house, our lifestyle, and weddings, that is holidays. We should think in which category we fall, when with the weddings that we make, the holidays that we go for, we are spending the money of Allah Ta'ala, amanat of Allah Ta'ala. So we are very conscious when somebody will abuse amanat money, but we have to be conscious of ourselves also, that this is all amanat which Allah has given us, and how we are using it. So we should not be extravagant also, we should not be stingy on the other hand also, and that we stop spending on the family, and we are titled now that we are stingy. That should not be the case also, and that stingy definition is not by mankind. It is what Sharia has fixed, and then we are stingy. So we should spend on the family, and we are encouraged to spend freely on the family and keep them comfortable. But we should not go into wastage and extravagance. That is also totally wrong. So those people who observe all this, and this is very little of the detailed explanation with regard to spending also, for them Allah Ta'ala says that no eye will know what Allah has hidden for it in Jannat, in the Akhirah, what great enjoyment Allah has prepared for those people. So in this ayat, and we can't just see one ayat, we have to see the whole Quran Sharif. But yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has explained two main qualities of those people who will get this great stages of Jannat, those who make dua to Allah Ta'ala. From there also we understand that tahajjud namaz is not only the namaz, but the dua at tahajjud time also. That is also important, where we make 2-4 rakats of tahajjud, 8 rakats, we should spend time in making dua to Allah at the time of tahajjud. And then those people who use this amanat which Allah has given, and they use it correctly and spend it correctly.